This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number two coming at you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
I will be using a lot of that this coming weekend. Oh, yeah. Filming all of it. Everything's getting filmed. We're going to go to one place. We're going to film one, two, three. Yeah, three. Three reviews. Yeah. All at one time. You'll be able to tell because I'm not going to change clothes. Coming out of New Zealand, we get this. Members of Parliament want to consider a review of gun laws because they've been told it's very likely that there will be another mass killing in New Zealand like the one that happened in Aramona in 1990. That was the last time one happened there. It was in 26 years ago. Sort of like in Australia. Prior to, was it Dunblane? Prior to Dunblane, they didn't have shootings like that, and they haven't had any since then. But since they had the one, you know, they tried to pick everything up. The owner of New Zealand's largest gun retailer doesn't agree that another mass shooting is inevitable. Unless the country's gun laws are tightened, Gun City owner Dave Tipple ridiculed the suggestion and said there simply wasn't a problem to fix. The claim was made in a select committee hearing at Parliament on this past Wednesday, where a law professor and police union boss both urged MPs to create a register for firearms. In March, Parliament's Law and Order Select Committee launched an inquiry into the illegal possession of firearms following a number of high-profile incidents, including the discovery during a police raid of 14 military assault-grade AK-47s. I don't know what that means. What is a military assault-grade AK-47? What are they? They also found M-16s, which if they found M-16s, really are, you know, military. Waikato University law professor Al Gillespie told MPs that the risk of a mass shooting in New Zealand was growing due to the threat from right-wing and religious terrorists, along with lone wolf attacks as seen in Europe and the United States. Parliament decided to launch an inquiry into illegal firearms after a number of cases where police found caches of military-type guns, including these found. They're saying it is to me completely foreseeable that there will be another Aramona in this country. Tipple, owner of Gun City, disagreed. We've got the best record in the world of firearms ownership and the lowest rate of illegal use. We do not have a problem. He said military-style semi-automatic weapons made up less than 1% of Gun City sales in a week, or about 10 guns. He said the attraction for the guns was that they were technically excellent and reliable and were mainly used for hunting, target shooting, and in competitions. However, Gillespie told MPs stockpile and strength of firearms in the country was growing, while the dark web, oh my God, has made it impossible for people to illegally buy firearm parts and put them, or it's made it possible for them to illegally buy firearms parts and put them together at home. Like, there's, you know, they say they're practically impossible to detect at customs because the customs officer doesn't know what the spring is for. What about the upper and the trigger and all that other junk? Gillespie said the government should tighten storage requirements and the rules for gun safes so they could not be easily broken into. While a prohibition on certain types of guns was an option, Parliament also could look at a ban on large-capacity ammunition magazines as well as certain bullets, such as the 50 caliber. They have the capacity to go through pretty much anything, including a police vest. You know, just once when they're talking about this, I would love for them to point out to me someone that is a civilian that is not in a combat zone and someone else who is not a combatant in a combat zone shooting at each other with a 50 caliber. I picked up one of those the other day. When I went to Upstate Armor Group and picked up the lower for the MK-116, they had one on the counter. It's a $10,000 rifle. It weighs, gosh, that one must have weighed 40 pounds unloaded. 40 pounds. My M60 didn't weigh, my M60 weighed 23 pounds unloaded. But they can go just... it sounds like the fabled 88 Magnum from Johnny Dangerously. It goes through the house, through the suit of armor, through the tree, you know. Gillespie also backed a gun registry, particularly for high-powered weapons and those which could be made more dangerous. Do these guys understand that all guns that have a barrel that eject or allow a projectile to come forth once they're launched on their festive flight are dangerous? Did I get that? They're all dangerous. That's why they're made. You wouldn't want to buy a gun for self-defense if it was not deadly. You would not. They have names for those kinds of things. They have pepper spray. They have stun guns. But they're not firearms. Firearms already had a unique identifier when they came into the country and when they went from customs to wholesalers, so little effort was needed to create a registry. Other possible changes include an amnesty and buyback regime for people with unlicensed weapons, as well as stronger sentences for illegal possession of firearms. It is important to deal with the issue before a mass shooting happened and the public demands restrictions like a complete ban, you see. They're saying we can't stop gun crime, we can't stop criminals doing bad things, but we can do our best to minimize the risk. Police Association President Greg O'Connor also believed a mass shooting was inevitable, telling MPs police had noticed a massive increase in the number of firearms among those who simply should not have them. Who are they? We've already had mass killings. There are mass killings happening in the United States. We would be naive to think we're not going to have one here. O'Connor accepted that there's no political will for the police to be routinely armed, but said action was needed to reduce the risk police face from firearms. Why aren't they armed? That sounds pretty stupid to me. You know, I... Labor police spokesman Stuart Nash said he was astounded by police problems in cataloging gun seizures. To address this, they're currently working to streamline the system for recording such seizures and reminding staff of the correct process to follow. In the meantime, though, you know, they're just out there making a problem out of nothing. Creating a problem where there isn't one right now. Makes my head hurt. When you gotta hit my side, that's pain. We'll be right back.
Oh, gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community. A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste. Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to DarkAngelMedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition, Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
I'm going to be spraying that stuff on with a high-pressure hose this weekend. Trust me. Let's go to the phones. Kakarot, Anderson, South Carolina. Yes, sir.
Good evening, sir. How are you doing?
I'm okay. How are you, sir?
I am doing great. You look like you're getting thinner on that video feed you got.
Well, you know, I'm trying to. I mean, I would hate to think that I'm going out and getting up and going and pedaling this. You know what the Swamp Rabbit Trail is, right? I pedal that every day.
Oh, you're not doing the one right there in Easley?
No, I don't like that one. I can't get no coffee on that trail. I want to be able to see. I need interaction. I need to feel like one of the cool kids. So you're talking about the Doodle Trail. The Doodle Trail had nothing there, literally.
Yeah, there is a real good place up there in Traveler's Rest down on that Bunny Rabbit Trail to stop and get a drink and a bite to eat up there.
Yeah, there is, and I mean, it's a, you know, it takes your mind off the fact that you're pedaling 20 miles. So
Yes, it does.
I'm just doing a little psychological stuff to myself right now.
Psychology is really good. Reason why I called, sir, I'm just going to ask you. All right, you got two new rifles.
Right.
Both of them look really, really nice.
Yes, sir.
What was the reason behind getting both of those other than you can and you want one? Was there any particular reasons behind either one of them as far as how you made them up, what you expect out of both of them, and what you'll be using them for?
Okay. Both of those originate from the same source. I have a new sponsor, and they moved so quick on this that I feel bad because I haven't got anything going for them yet. But Primary Weapon Systems is the parent company of a company called Bootleg Inc.
I got you now.
Now, Bootleg Inc. was set up as a way for people to find high-quality parts. If their idea was to build their own gun, they were going to be able to get high-quality parts from a company like Primary Weapon Systems, which is one of those high-end AR-15 manufacturers.
Right.
But these are more developed towards somebody building one that is direct impingement, you know, gas-operated. So everything's very high strength. The rail is lightweight. The upper is lightweight. The bolt carrier is lightweight. All the stuff, and they only sell the stuff that can be delivered straight to your door. But so they were trying to put together, because I believe that you put your money in the upper anyway, because an AR-15 is only as good as the barrel and the way it handles the heat, because the heat will shake the shot if it's not handling it really well, and you know what was happening on a dime size hole all of a sudden is spreading out and going all over the place. So they decided to put together a company, and Bootleg Inc. is about the builder, and it's going to be a resource for the AR-15 builder. Primary Weapon Systems, on the other hand, they are full blown builders of excellent piston ARs. When you pull this one apart, and I've got a video of it up with the guy at Upstate Armor Group handling the bolt. It has a rod. It has a piston rod, just like a narrow AK piston rod.
Yeah, I saw that in that video.
Yeah.
And I just like you stated, the main components that are important are your barrel, your bolt carrier, all the uppers. Your lower can be less quality,
right,
yet still operate fine. What was the reason behind shaving that lower down so thin? Just for weight savings, or?
Well,
because there's not that much weight in the lower to begin with.
Yeah, I believe. Well, that gun is heavier than the bootleg gun, because the bootleg gun has that plum crazy polymer lower. So this gun is it's a piston gun, which makes it sort of among AR-15 players, some would consider that an outlier. But what I like about piston guns is that you can go and buy that Lone Wolf steel cased ammo.
Yeah.
That burns really, really dirty, and your direct impingement system is not going to be impacted by all of that because you don't have one.
Oh, okay. So you can buy wolf and bear and blow on through them and not have as much buildup problem.
You don't want to get out there and leave a – you don't want to – when the gun is heated up, you don't want to have a steel case round in the chamber with the bolt forward. You want to lock the bolt back because that, you know, those things are coated in some stuff and it can begin to harden as it cools. So you want to keep that open while you're not shooting. But with a gas system, you would never want to run steel cased ammo, not really. And with brass ammo and one of these piston guns, I mean, you can just go on for days, just days. Days on end. They tried to lighten it up because the internal components are very high quality and they're a bit heavier. So the things surrounding the heavier components need to be lightened a little bit just to give it a little bit of equilibrium. And I'm going to take it out to the SWAT range this coming weekend and we're going to try to blow it up.
Yes, sir. The barrel, is that any thicker than the other one?
No, sir.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, that's cool. Well, I was just curious because I watched the video earlier today and I was impressed by looked and everything. And I figured, why not just call in and speak with the head guru himself?
I'll let him explain to us. I'll tell you why I went to Primary Weapon Systems, because Agency Arms, who you know sponsors me and who makes the best custom Glock on the planet, Agency Arms came out with a gun called the Classified, which is their AR-15. And the AR-15 they use, because they don't manufacture an AR-15, the AR-15 they use is a Primary Weapon System AR-15, which they then take and do a little bit of a treatment to. But they don't do that much to it. They do some things with the muzzle device. And I've got one of those on the way, too, and I'll be able to compare the two. But they look very, very, very close to each other. And that was the reason I sought them out, because Agency Arms does not, your gun goes, when they're done building your gun, it goes through a whole lot before they send it back to you. They do not let any guns out before they're ready to go. Very, very high quality control. So, did we lose? We lost Kakarot. If you're still listening, Kakarot, I didn't even see that happen. That's the whole thing behind it, though. That is the whole thing behind it. Got something for it's, and it is nice to have them, though. Primary Weapon System. PrimaryWeapons.com, BootlegInc.com. Go check them out. We'll be right back.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the false. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds down range in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Evalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Live from the Second Call Defense, beating your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Like I said, I'm going to be caking this stuff on these ARs. I like... Get the if you get the Frog Lube stuff, get the you should be, everybody should have that, huh? If you, when you get the when you get the Frog Lube stuff, get the solvent, get the extreme lubricant, get the paste, get the lubricating paste. For those of you that have AR-15s, coat the bolt in that. You'll be happy. It'll look all kinds of greasy and tacky, and as soon as you pull the trigger the first time, it's going to fire and it's going to even out. Germany has they've come up with a way to thwart sexual assault. This should be news for everybody. But first, a little background. Germany is a mess, which is sad for me because I love Germany. Thanks to Angela Merkel and the others who breathlessly embrace those who wish to destroy the country, killing and raping and wreaking all manner of havoc as they go along. No matter how much violence Muslim imports heap upon the population, immigration policy doesn't shift a lick. Not left, not right, not at all. The policy seems to be founded on the idea that the sooner the country can be destroyed, the better. Now, among countless issues along the path to hell is that of rising sexual assault perpetrated by Muslim barbarians against German women and girls. But you shouldn't worry. You see, Merkel's minions have come up with a great idea to nip this escalating problem in the bud. Temporary tattoos. I'm not kidding you. Temporary tattoos are being placed on the arms of young girls in public swimming pools to fend off would-be attackers. The terrifying tattoo says, no! Exclamation point. The potentially life-saving message is bracketed by an image of angel wings. Now, if only the Germans would now get in their heads that the Muslims, their new Muslim buddy pals, are more concerned with the 72 virgins than with angels. But all of that is beside the point. You may be asking me, Bill, are you insane? Yeah. But this is true. As a quick aside, the Muslim colonizers in Germany are referred to as the new citizens. Isn't that quick? They went from being migrants to immigrants to citizens in a heartbeat. But Germany is in a rush to die. They can't wait to get to hell. They want it to be over and done with. So I guess it makes sense to get these barbarians on the citizen fast track. But once again, I digress. The genius who came up with this tattoo idea is quick to point out that she doesn't want her tattoo campaign to be associated in any way with migrants because, you know, there have always been problems with sexual assaults in swimming pools across Germany. Translation, I love dishonest moral equivalents, and please, new citizens, don't target me. This idiot also said she hopes the tattoos will serve as an incentive for young girls to think about what is normal and what is abnormal interaction and what does or doesn't need to be reported. That's outstanding. Put the onus on these young ladies who just want to go swimming and have fun without having to worry about some Muslim goons trying to grope them. Or worse than that. The Daily Caller reported that in July, a manager of 6,000 pools in Germany commented on the migrant sex assault epidemic, and that a leaked police report from one German city stated that sexual offenses are recording a huge increase, while singling out a significant uptick in rape and sexual abuse of children at bathing establishments. How can there be an increase if Germany's always had problems with sexual assault at swimming pools? Well, before the migrants started arriving. That damned reality. It really messes with that leftist Islam apologist cowardly gimme meme, doesn't it? Looping back to unreality, and in closing, who knew a person could fend off a sexual assault simply by having the word no written on her arm? Leave it to the left to figure it out, those clever little lads and lassies that they are. I am optimistic about this country. The only problem is I'm going off of the people I know, and I don't know everybody. And there's a bit of a dark premonition inside me that we're about to be on the edge of a civil war, that somebody's going to try to take our freedoms if certain things happen in this election. If Pantsuit takes the Oval Office, she will impose by executive order a list of so-called progressive measures that will be worse than any of the scandals she's ever been associated with and has been revealed over the years. There is no lie she will not tell, no crime she will not commit, no freedom she will not try to usurp. And the most central of all our freedoms, of course, is the Second Amendment. It is the one that gives us the actual physical power over would-be tyranny. Without it, all the other freedoms become forfeit, as so many of them already have. And the progressives are very aware of this fact. The power of the Second Amendment was dramatically demonstrated by armed citizens against armed federal officials, and the federal officials had to retreat. It happened in an incident known as the Clive and Bundy standoff in April and May of 2014. It was a wake-up call as the government was officially put on notice that armed citizens will, when pushed too far, unite in large numbers to confront armed federal officers. And today, what we have is far larger and far more numerous than cattle grazing rights, which sparked the Bundy standoff. They range from the learner violations of civil rights, of political participation, to the requirement of bakers and photographers to participate in same-sex wedding ceremonies, to the federal demand that high school boys and girls share the same showers. The Declaration of Independence tells us, all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. And this underscores the necessity of a Second Amendment, and of you, and of also the absolute necessity to abolish it if progressives are to secure the iron-fisted rule that they methodically and patiently have pursued over many years. So the top priority of the Clinton administration will be to disarm us. Evils by the government will eventually become no longer sufferable, and we will have to rise up against them. Either we win or they win. The question has now become simply this. When they come for your guns, what are you going to do? This is the time to think about that. Because we still have the luxury of planning a response to that. May not believe it, but it's true. That's why it's never been about gun control. You know, it's people control. They want to control people. And we have to ask ourselves now, if they decide to go that route, how many of us are going to stand up? How do you know about me? I hope you know about you. We'll be right back.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Yeah. I'll be making it work this weekend. I'm going to take you back a couple of years. There was a study called the Priorities for a Public Health Research Agenda to reduce the threat of firearm-related violence. That was commissioned by the Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama administration. And they concluded, and it was very near the end of the report, the defensive use of guns by crime victims is a common occurrence. Now, it's curious that the media at the time chose not to report that. The British had their own little version of the Benghazi massacre. They had six of their elite red caps surrounded and murdered and mutilated at a remote police station in southern Iraq in June of 2003. It was the largest single incident involving loss of life in the British Army since the Falklands Campaign of 1982. The six were abandoned there while virtually unarmed and equipped with radios that didn't work. They were then surrounded, overwhelmed, and murdered by a mob of insurgents. They were unable to effectively protect themselves or call for help, and despite endless false assurances that they could always depend on heavy backup, none ever arrived. As in the USA, the subsequent laughable investigation was characterized by stonewalling, feeble excuse-making, and interminable career protection. Same fatally idiotic bureaucracy. As with Benghazi, the disaster was, of course, completely preventable. But as in the USA, careers are important, lives aren't. While the Obama administration is particularly corrupt and self-serving, the foregoing is not atypical of military history. Senseless massacres of the innocent, the disarmed, and the unprepared continue to occur, and the Neros of the world continue to fiddle. So, we're on our own. And all of us had better be prepared to take care of ourselves, despite being told by liberals that helplessness is a virtue. As it was in 2014, as it is today, there is no off-duty time now. Not when fanatic ISIS jihadis threaten to raise a black flag of evil above our White House. Not when the Black Lives Matter comes marching down the street. Not when we're all obviously just so much cannon fodder in the minds of most of our own politicians who naturally have taken extraordinary measures to protect themselves. We're at a point now, we have been at a point, where you're either a living body or you have entered the realm of pre-corpse. Pre-corpse, that's warm, not yet stiff, chilled, nor frozen. The test can come at any time. It will be inconvenient. The place will be inconvenient. And you're either going to be ready or you're not. And you either depend on others or you depend on yourself. And either way, you've wagered your life. And if they can get you without a fight, they will. Preparation is not something that you only do here and there. This is why I always carry. This is why there's always a gun. Every time I do this show, there's at least one weapon with me. I have a window right there. Very easy to try something here. And you know what? Having this does not make me, you know, I'm not one of the precogs or something. I can't see it coming. But this does give me an opportunity to fight back. And I'm not a pre-corpse. I'm not going to be a pre-corpse. If you haven't figured it out yet, I mean, the signs are all around you. We are on our own. There is one police officer for every 19,000 of us. That is the first line of defense. In the event that we have a Mumbai attack or Westgate Mall, Nairobi attack, one of those types of things, there's one police officer for every 19,000 of us. Is that a ratio that you're happy with? Is that a ratio? I mean, for those of you who are sitting around going, well, Bill, we should just call the police and let them do their job. Well, there's one of them for every 19,000 of us. Federal, state, and local. And that's presuming that all of them are working at any given time. Because police officers work on shifts. Yeah. Overnight, lots of police officers go home. Not all cops are street cops. They have administration. They've got training. They've got logistics. A lot of them just stay at the old HQ. So, we are on our own. And this is the moment. This is the time when all of us need to acknowledge that. It's not. I'm not trying to get you paranoid or anything. I'm just telling you that for a very long time now, especially during the BHO administration, we've been on our own. There's just not enough of the ones that we're told will protect us. So that means we have to protect ourselves. And in areas like Baltimore, New York City, Chicago, where they don't have the luxury of easily obtaining the means and the training to defend themselves, they are at a very, very big disadvantage. Where do you think, why do you think Al-Qaeda aimed at the World Trade Center? Terrorism is about symbolism. It's about shock value. They're going to go, it's going to be a school, or it's going to be a mall, or maybe it'll be downtown somewhere. It's going to be somewhere, and it's going to be, and somebody that you know or I know is going to be there in the middle of all of it. And I hope whichever somebody that I know is packing. And I hope they neutralize somebody quick and close, and I hope they take their stuff, and I hope they start neutralizing each one of their little playmates. And then we all need to get with this, get with whoever does that and help him out with that, because it's going to be hard on him. There's nobody coming to help us. Wherever you are, whatever you've got there, that's what you have. Period. One man that I still think about to this day, I played football in a league called Pop Warner, and I don't even know if they have that anymore, but it was an old league for you know, kids to play football. And I had a coach, Steve Marchais, still alive to this day, retired. Coach Marchais would tell us, you play the way you practice. So practice all out, because that way you will play all out. That's the only way to be. There's nobody coming, folks. Believe it or not, there's nobody coming. Plenty of people want to help. There's just not enough of them. They will show up in time, but in the opening moments, at the opening bell, you're the one that's going to be throwing the punches. So get the heavy bag out and start punching it, would you? Coming up next, it's going to be a rebroadcast hour. I am hitting the road. Everybody stay safe. I am out of here. Stay safe.
Hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.